Yeah, I mean, you can go to like Cabela's or Bass Pro and buy like one of those ready-to-hunt kits, but you're gonna quickly realize that it's not worth it. And you know, same thing with these old bows, right? Like that Creed I sold, the one I was gonna sell you know, I had $300 just in strings and cables on it, not including the cost of the old bow and then everything else you need. So it gets expensive quick, and it's because the accessories, man. They just, I know a decent sight's $200, a decent rest is $250. Like it nickels and dimes you to death, and you don't really need to buy a flagship bow for a bear bow. It is night and day, but it's like getting in a pickup truck versus a Cadillac. Like it's gonna do the same thing. One's just a heck of a lot nicer when it's doing it.
Yeah, and then this guy was a sponsored archer, whatever you want to call it. So he had a 2-year-old Hoyt that he had set up for 3D, and he's like, well, this thing, he's like, I might have 100 arrows that I shot with this thing. It's like a $3,700 bow. I'll sell it to you for a grand. And I'm like, my God, okay, let me think, you know. And I mean, I'll shoot it, but if my daughter isn't enjoying it, which I think she's going to continue to, it'll change the amount of time that I can put into it. So I don't need to have 2 grand wrapped up into something that just one more hobby that I don't have time for. So I think I'm going to wait a while, make sure she stays involved, and then I'll just buy something cool. The other thing is, you know, they're asking me, well, are you going to shoot target? Are you going to hunt? And I was like, probably, you know, mostly target. And they're like, well, you want to sit a little longer, and people hunt with shorter, and blah, 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 blah. So he's like showing me these 35, 36-inch axle-to-axle bows, and I know most guys hunt with, like, 30-inch axle-to-axle. And it's like, oh, man, there's so many